Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Textual healing. Textual.
You know, most people have 10 fingers. But yeah. If there's an emergency and you need an 11th to get the job done, texting, of course, then you've come to the right place with textual healing.
How many fingers do you need? I need two thumbs.
We're the 11th finger.
We are.
Okay, yeah. I don't like that.
If you haven't heard it before, it's basically our way to help out our listeners who need a little bit of advice on what to say in a text conversation.
Yes.
And so who's today's honored guest that needs our magical 11th finger? Well, her name is Valerie. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
See? She's not creeped out by it. Yeah. She likes that 11th finger.
I don't know. What are we, the index?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's
whatever finger you need. So, Valerie, tell us a little bit about a situation that you're dealing with and how we can help heal you, textually, of course.
Oh, well, I'm going to need the healing. So I met this guy, Tom, at a happy hour. Mm-hmm. He's my friend's coworker. And, you know, he was a nice guy and everything. I mean, I wasn't necessarily attracted to him. Mm-hmm. But I guess my friend thought it was a good idea to give him my number when he asked for it. So that's what happened.
Oh, she gave him your number?
Yes, without asking my permission. And then I got a random text.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always...
What did he say?
So he asked me out, and I was like, my initial thought was like, that was really nice, but
yeah.
I know this sounds kind of shallow, but I'm really cute. Like, I'm hot. I get a lot of guys after me, so I'm used to it. And he's not really my type, so I kind of wanted to blow him off in the nicest way possible.
You could have just led with, he's not my type. I mean, I appreciate the confidence, I do, and I like that, but we probably don't need to tell him that part. Yeah. Like, I'm hotter than you.
Yeah.
So is that what you need our help with, to let him down?
Well, it gets a little deeper. So I decided to just lie to him. I didn't want to be like, hey, you're a few years older than me. I'm not really into you. You have a receding hairline.
Glad you didn't say that. What did you say?
I don't even think Alexis is that brutal.
No, I wouldn't say that to him.
Yeah, no, I just went the route of like, oh, I'm really sick, maybe some other time.
Oh.
And then a week later, like clockwork, he messaged me again and asked me for drinks for this upcoming weekend. So
yeah, I think you're getting confused with like calling sick for work and rejecting a date.
Well, I took whatever excuse I could think of because, you know, I thought that was the easier way out. And now I'm just in a little deep because I told him that a family member passed away and I'd be out of town for the funeral.
What?
Oh, my God.
So first you were sick and now somebody's dead?
It happens, right?
I mean, yeah.
All the worst things. Next week you're in jail.
A hurricane's happening. Yeah. I can't.
So we're doing damage control then.
Well, it gets more complicated, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
Oh, well, so I texted my friend, and I was like, here's what's going on. I like this guy. Like, he's a nice guy, but he's not really my type. And she was like, well, he's really, really rich.
Oh.
Like, just a heads up.
That changes things?
And then I did what every girl would do.
No.
And just Googled his name, well, and yeah. I found out that he's the heir to a huge fortune. Like,
what?
The company his grandfather started has been around, like, I don't know, 100 years or something like that.
Oh,
dang. My God.
Whoa, so receding hairline just got hot.
Yeah.
So it's actually a company that, like, anybody that went into a grocery store, like, you guys have seen this company a million times.
Oh, my God.
I almost fell off my chair when I read this. So, of course, I was like, oh, my God, what did I do?
So after you found out that now he's super rich, now you're interested.
So now I'm totally interested.
Okay.
Wait, so, like, now you can be attracted to him?
Yeah, it works like that, Brooke.
I don't know.
Why do you sound so confused?
It doesn't work like that in my head. But okay, so we're moving forward. So
money
now
is an attractive thing.
Yeah, apparently.
Power.
Yeah,
wealth.
But you still have to have sex with it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Close your eyes.
Oh. It doesn't work for me, but it works for you.
Can I just want to say something. He's not the worst guy I've ever seen. Like, he's not that bad.
Okay.
But the money took him to another level. You girls know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Okay.
Brooke doesn't. I got you.
So I made it even worse.
Uh-oh.
And I texted him again, and I was like, oh my God, you won't believe it. My aunt woke up in the coffin, and now I'm this weekend.
What?
Wow.
Oh, so now you're free. Just kidding.
What?
She's fine.
Yeah.
But honestly told him my aunt woke up in the coffin.
I even used the emoji.
No.
Oh, wow.
The coffin and zombie emoji.
What family is burying their aunt alive? That's what I want
to
know.
How does he respond to that text?
Well, he actually hasn't responded yet.
Yeah.
I feel really dumb, and I really want to go on a date, and now I got myself in trouble. I have no idea what to say, hence why you guys hopefully will be my saviors.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you have dug us a giant hole to crawl out of. But
so we're doing a follow-up text to my aunt woke up in a coffin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you just need to get his sympathy back now and be like, oh, actually, she died again.
Oh.
So, funeral's back on.
Oh, my God.
No, honestly, I think you probably at this point just need to own up to what you've done and just say that, like, it was a joke.
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking a joke.
Sorry. Just say, sorry, I have a dark sense of humor or something.
Sorry, bad joke, you know?
Yeah, totally. Okay. It's so random. It sounds like a joke.
It does.
Yeah, like, you can get away with it.
It never really happened.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's what I was thinking of texting, but I needed your confirmation to know it was okay to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just put sorry, bad joke, and like maybe like a sideways face.
Emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on.
And you could even add that was a lot funnier in my head. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I think everyone can understand that when you send a joke via text that you think is going to be really funny. And even when you reread it, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Well, and somebody new. Like, if it was, like, one of your besties you
text
all the time, they know your sense of humor.
Totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Valerie, you sending that?
Oh, I sent it. I sent it already. Yeah.
Okay.
So now we wait.
All right.
Well, that's good, though. This is, at least he can, you know, just say, well, okay. Or something. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's better than leaving it where it is.
He'll say, ha, ha, ha.
I mean, it's getting a weird read on your humor right now, but that's okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but wait, there's Doc.
Oh, already?
He's texting back.
Whoa, he didn't respond to the first.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. He said, wait, were you joking that your aunt woke up in the coffin or that she died?
Just say all of it. All of it.
All of it.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm a huge liar. You can't trust anything I say.
No. You want to say she was in the hospital, but she's 100% better now. You never would think she was ever.
No, just say I'm joking about her waking up
part. Yeah, I'm with you, Jess.
Just then you have to lead into the dead aunt. Like,
you
if they're
still free, I don't know.
Yeah, you can at least get a date if you still have a dead aunt. You can't get a date if you're like, oh, I joked about the whole thing.
He can't say no to you on a date if you have a dead aunt.
So what if you just don't go into specifics about what you were joking about? Just say, no, the aunt waking up, but I am free this weekend.
Oh,
just move it past it.
Just shift to the next part
of the conversation. Try not to stick too long.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Valerie, what do you think?
No, I think that sounds good because, like, I'm not going to do well if he keeps trying to get details.
Yeah. What brand of coffin did she wake up in?
Yeah. I just bought the company.
Okay, so I wrote, I was joking about the waking up part. Anyway, turns out I'm free this weekend.
Well, okay. That sounds good. Okay. Get back on
with
top
a smiley face, maybe.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
Smiley face? Okay.
Sent?
Sent it.
All right. So that's sent out. We need to go to break real quick.
Oh my gosh.
Going to play a song. We'll come back and see how millionaire, billionaire Tom responds when we do more textual healing next. We're in the middle of textual healing with one of our listeners named Valerie, and she's trying to get a date with a guy that she's kind of blown off twice already. Mm-hmm. But then she found out that he's loaded.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the heir to a mega fortune.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, that's her number one love language. Billions. So right now, she's trying to back out of the second excuse that she used, which was her aunt passed away tragically.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of backing out of that. Mm-hmm. And the last text that she sent, she said she was joking about her family member waking up in a coffin.
Oh, yeah.
But said, hey, I'm still down to clown this weekend.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's really the best way to handle this, but you know what? Let's see if the guy responded. Valerie, has he sent anything back?
He did.
Oh. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, we ended on a real big positive that you were free.
Yeah. Well, he's very curious because he's like, okay, ? So what happened to the funeral?
Why would he ask that?
Why did you have to tell him your aunt died? Why couldn't you have just said you're busy? Like every other human on the planet would have said.
And we get those hands where we go, she doesn't like me.
You want to get a time machine in reverse and go back and redo the very first text she sent?
Here we are.
Look, I think we're dealing with the heir to a mega fortune here. So during the break, I actually looked up how to attract a rich guy. Lots of dating experts weighed in, but I liked one comment from PlugButt62 who said, get a boob job.
Oh, what?
They always tell me that. Yeah. I'm like, do I have to?
No, it's you literally no better way.
No, you don't.
Boobs are out.
No, but seriously, one of the experts really said, rich men like sensible women who have other things going on in their lives besides just dating.
Yeah, like funerals.
Funerals, taking a class, you know, being social with their other friends, etc. So, Valerie, do you have any hobbies or sensibilities you could, like, weave into this conversation?
Sensibilities? Ow. Is this, like, Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah. We're dealing with rich, elite men.
Okay.
We have to play what they give us.
What's a rich man? I've never had one.
Okay. Yeah. Valerie?
I mean, I do like rock climbing, and I mean, I could actually say, hey, that's how my aunt died.
No, okay. I think we need to leave the aunt in the past, and you just
I'm kidding.
You just have to say the funeral
was a joke.
Valerie said she was joking.
Yeah.
I can't tell her. I can't.
She was 74. That's why she fell off the rock.
She's got a very dry, very raw sense of humor. Yeah. I mean, I like it, Valerie.
But through text, it's not good. It doesn't translate right.
Well, you have to address the funeral first, right, in this text. You have to say, the funeral got moved. Just leave it general.
I was actually thinking, maybe I can tell him the funeral's at noon and I'm free, like, later in the day or at night.
I feel like most people wouldn't want to take you out on a date after you've been crying.
Fun people would like to go out on a date after attending a funeral.
And you can wear a little black dress to both.
Oh,
it's perfect.
Ooh, sexy.
Just don't say, like, a time.
The funeral's earlier than I thought. I can still make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
When you lie, you don't want to give specifics.
No.
Because then you're going to have to remember specifics, and that's bad.
Okay. Well, this is why I'm coming to you guys.
Okay.
Because I clearly am not good at this. So I can just say the funeral's earlier in the day. I'm actually free at night.
Just say earlier than I thought. I'm still free to go out Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay. The funeral's earlier than I thought. I'm actually free at night.
And kissy emoji.
No.
No.
Hashtag
okay. Okay. Drink emoji. Martini glass emoji.
I don't think any emojis.
Okay. Did you?
Maybe a smiley face would have been good.
We just did that one. Then we would be double smiling.
That's true.
Did you put an emoji on that, Valerie?
I didn't. I feel like I've been using emojis for like everything.
Dancing girl over the top of coffin.
Like, Jeff sounds like my mom when she uses emojis.
Pile of clothes on the floor emoji.
Everything.
Okay. We're gonna wait to see if he responds. But in the meantime, Jose, what's your strategy? How do you get a rich girl?
Ah, rich girl, I have no idea. I get younger girls that are broke and that have no self-esteem.
Okay.
Oh.
So, you don't even
I couldn't even try if I wanted. It'd
you block
like, hey,
yourself yeah, from their phone.
I'm a comedian, and they're like, oh, gross. Yeah. Okay. Get away. I hit on Lizzo once, remember?
Oh, that's right.
The first thing I asked her out, the artist Lizzo, and she was like, oh, you're a comedian. Y'all talk about your girlfriends on stage, which is true. And
right.
And then
guys.
She rejected me. So I was probably the richest girl ever.
Yeah. Right. Are you trying to talk to us?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? Did he write back?
Yeah. So he goes, I'm actually jetting out Saturday afternoon. I'll be gone for a month.
Oh.
But I wouldn't mind going with you to the funeral to offer some support.
No.
This guy will not get off of the funeral.
No, you want to get on that jet.
No.
Okay.
He caught her and he wants proof now. Yeah. I think he suspects something and show me the funeral, then I'll take you out.
No, your family's really private. Your family's very private. They are part of a weird religious sect that doesn't allow people into the inner circle.
What happened to no details, bro?
Yeah. That makes it sound super dateable, too.
No, it's got lots of details.
I mean, he can't come. Your aunt would disapprove.
Is there like wedding or funerals everyone's allowed to or anything
like
that?
No, you don't take a date to a funeral. Tell him that's tacky.
I really feel like I need to connect with him, though, before he leaves, or like that'll be it.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Kill your aunt so that there's a funeral this weekend?
That's not a terrible idea. Like, not the killing my aunt part.
Oh,
but,
thank God.
But what if I just take him to like a funeral? Like, I'll find some, you know, old lady who passed away. I'll go there for 5 minutes. Like, I'll start crying. I'll dress all in black, all that. And then we leave. And then we'll just, like, make out because he's going to console me. And next thing, I'm engaged to a billionaire.
I'm kind of for this. Right
and then you don't, it's not like you have to go and talk to anybody or give a speech at the funeral. You just have to pop in real quick, be like, I can't. I loved her too much. I have to leave.
Make sure you're not an ugly crier.
So wait.
put on your no smear makeup that day.
I'll wear sunglasses. I can wear like really big sunglasses and like stay in the back and be like, oh, I can't talk to anybody in my family. It's too hard.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to just kill your aunt? It might be easier.
So you're going to funeral crash. I mean, at one point, you know, a lot of people may be offended by that. But if it was at my funeral, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wingman it to your death.
Like, especially
if I was the dead one, I think it'd be cool.
Especially if a billionaire shows up to your funeral. I mean, that makes you look extra important.
Like, plus, it just adds a little mystery to the person's life who just died.
Right.
You always want a little mystery.
Plus, I'm not the only one getting stiff down here.
I mean, I hate to say this. I'm kind of coming around on this idea that you just go to a random funeral.
I'm for it.
I think this is just the easiest thing, guys. Like, I've dug myself in this hole and...
No pun intended.
And I really don't want to risk losing him. Like, before he goes away, I need to see him and, like, stay in his mind because he can go off and just meet someone else and forget about me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want that.
Okay, when you're looking at the obituaries, just find someone who, like, seems fun-loving, at least.
Okay. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, if I just say I think I might like that?
Is this a moral thing that we shouldn't cross into?
Yeah, this is bad.
There's nothing bad about attending somebody's funeral.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't talk to anybody, I agree. If she can, like, not finesse the family.
Yeah. You gotta find someone that's well-loved, though, so there's lots of people there. You don't want to show up at a lonely person's funeral.
Right, right.
You only have two people.
Hey, how'd you know, Jack? You only love his cat.
All right. So, I mean, I think you have our support, Valerie, to go out, just find a funeral, attend it for a couple minutes, and then leave.
Don't talk to anybody.
And then just go on your date with Mr. Billionaire.
Yeah.
Only if you give us an update.
Yes, I like that.
We need it. Or it could make national news, and we'll get an update.
Yes, we approve if you come back and tell us what happened.
I promise I will let you know what happens. I will keep you updated because this is big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So go ahead.
So right now, just text him, I'll send you the info later. Plan on it Saturday morning.
Okay, smile.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God.
Red flag, he wants to go to a funeral.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino. Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.